This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Yes, sir, you are like, yeah, man, this is Random Order Pod.
Nigga sound like an old uncle. Okay, all right, you locked in now.
Yes, sir, you are locked in. This is the Random Order Show.
Episode 132, Amy. Locked in, man. It's your boy Jermaine Richards. We are in here. B-Baby Trey in the building, Trevon Richards.
Come on, man. You know what I do.
Locked in for a good episode, man. We also got my man Sheldon Sebastian in the building.
Yes, sir. You know what I'm saying.
RIP, baby girl.
All day, all night. Yeah. Amen. Listen, man. We're here to rock your boat while you're here, man. Locked in, man. Great episode. We covered all the important things we need to cover. Our 2011 Subway order. Yeah. Butter versus margarine.
The vegan cheese game.
Damaging your leased home. When your home damages you. Trey finally watches Snowfall. And of course, man, the daylight saving time. Whoa. Man, stop playing with my clock.
Cut it out.
All day, man. Listen, man, you know what you gotta do before we get into this episode. Drop a thumbs up, subscribe, all that good stuff. Drop a 5-star stunner rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts if you're listening.
Believe that.
Even if you're not, nigga, go on over to drop this shit. Randomorder.org. Hey, man, we getting down.
Enjoy that shit.
We live from the old, baby. And I ain't talking about Mario.
Hey man, we back.
We'll just let you do what you do.
I'm on some chill shit this week, man. It's not every week I go to work, man.
Yeah, whatever.
Can't spoil it like that.
I go off inspiration when I feel it, when it's there, man. It is what it is, man. Bad locked in. 132.
Amen, man.
That last episode was crazy.
Yeah, we opened up on that last joint, man.
Hope you guys didn't feel like we dumped on y'all like that.
Airport woes, man. Now they all feel that shit,
man.
Yeah,
we got to sometime.
They all feel that shit.
Yeah, we got to sometime.
Definitely got to. I didn't know this is vegan, brother.
Oh, that's vegan ice cream, man.
How you feel about that out of 10?
Remember, we were on our vegetarian vegan type shit? I feel like even at that point, I feel like vegan food got way better than it was, like, for saying, for example, the 90s or some shit.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
But even from then, I feel like today they got some hot shit these days.
Oh, man, what?
Yeah, like, way better shit.
That Impossible Burger is crazy.
I haven't found good cheese yet.
I've never looked for good cheese.
That shit was just straight rubber every time
I tried it. Yeah, it's funny because my shorty was just, like, the other day, she's like, yo, I think we need to get into dairy-free cheese.
What is that, though?
Yeah, I was like, okay, yeah, let's try it out. We do a lot of dairy-free things, so... And they go well, and they work. Like
dairy free, what, soy, sour cream?
I do vegan butter, so that's dairy free, lactose free. We do the oat milk. So
but what is dairy. When it isn't? What is, what's butter? What is the butter?
What is when it isn't?
Oh, well, I'm talking margarine. Margarine. We do.
But what is?
It's oil. Just oil.
Yeah. It's
frozen
just,
oil.
Yeah, but it's good though. It's just a little. I think they more salt though.
More salt than
I think
margarine?
There's more salt in like vegan. Margarine because they got
up for the
lack of dairy and shit.
Yeah,
I think I'm pretty sure, but don't call me.
They're gonna get you somewhere, man.
Recently got into Wow Butter, which is soy peanut butter. I was telling you about that because my shorty's allergic.
Yes,
but I gotta get my protein shake in, and I try to respect the area in which she also lives in.
Yeah,
because she won't even let me bring a contained peanut butter into that home, and I try to live and build with her, but I get a little frustrated because I'm not gonna put it in your mouth. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna make you eat it. I'm gonna eat it. But anyways,
you gotta keep it in the garage.
Yeah,
and shit.
You know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
In the trunk.
Sneaking it. I'm gonna go for a smoke break.
You know what I'm saying? But whatever. The Wild Butter is actually pretty good. I like it. It tastes just like peanut butter.
Nice.
But I accidentally got the crunchy one, so that's kind of sucks. But I'm going to get it done because I don't waste money the next time. So we do a lot of alternatives anyways. So we about to start with the cheese. I'm a little bit worried though because I don't eat a lot of cheese anyways. But I feel like when I do eat cheese, I want it to be the good cheese.
Man.
You know what I mean? I want to feel cheese.
Give me some
of
that American cheddar.
Yeah.
I had to say that shit out loud at Chick-fil-A. I'm like, whatever, we get the spice burger with cheese on it. So which cheese?
American cheddar.
And you know,
they got the flag on the building. Yeah. You just look at the flag.
American cheddar. I don't even want to just say cheddar, because I'm not gonna lie, American cheddar is a bit like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Bolder yellow, if you notice.
Mm-hmm. Over who? Who else making cheddar?
Just when you see a regular like cheddar.
Yeah.
There's like American cheddar, and it's just cheddar.
You know what I found out though? Obviously, Diet Coke and shit is actually better, even though they put like another alternative
right.
in it. But Sprite got like half the amount of sugar that Coke got in it. Coke got a lot of sugar in it. Like just a regular Coke, it's crazy. Like, but I thought Sprite was right up there with it. Cause I'm like, Sprite just is, my tongue be like,
yeah,
you know,
sizzling
sometimes when I drink fucking Sprite. But nah, I ain't got like half the amount of sugar that Coke got, and it's still too much. But
yeah, never been a Sprite guy, man.
Really?
Never been a Sprite guy. Really? Yeah, I know the Sprite guys too.
I'm not a Sprite guy, but I love a Christmas Sprite.
Oh, man, for sure.
Are you asking for a Sprite? I don't, but Sprite is my second option when they say the Coke machine.
The Sprite.
Yeah,
like, you gotta mix the Sprite with something, though. Yeah. Like, we used to do Sprite in Utopia.
Yeah, that's definitely a staple. And, you know, every now and then I gotta dabble to feel something, you know, just to take me back.
Oh, best of both worlds.
I don't really like it too much these days, because it's really sweet. Because Fruitopia is sweet, and the Sprite is sweet.
Oh, man, Sugar City, man.
You up there, but a Sprite, like... You ever like down a Sprite after like a ball run or something, bro? That's like,
oh, Gerksy.
Nigga, you remember the commercial where it used to fall back into like the water and shit?
Yeah,
that's how I feel when I drink a Sprite sometimes, man.
Yeah.
I just fall back into some water for real.
I've never done the Sprite after some ball.
Like a cold Sprite.
Ball
like,
Sprite?
Yeah.
Sprite, man. Why did Drake's head open up when he had a Sprite?
That was an overly ambitious idea. We didn't need that to sell Sprite.
Right. Yeah. Wait, what's the story? What is
like, that? That was a nigga wanting to flex his camera tricks and editing. He learned some shit. He's like, well, I'm about to
check this out.
Sprite got that budget.
This the one.
Yeah. And what's the tagline for that? Sprite will bust your head.
Sprite. Yeah, I feel like it wasn't well thought out.
At all. No. Yeah.
Sprite, Drake.
It was crazy, though. It was a moment.
We're still thinking of it.
Yeah, it was a moment for
shit,
sure.
They free got us.
Damn it! Coca-Cola products.
Man.
Yeah, man.
I will say shout out to McDonald's, man, for holding us down with them dollar drinks, man.
Oh, man.
We know you get it. It ain't even nothing at all, man. Like,
is that?
That's when you knew summer was back, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that more of a flex to how much money McDonald's getting, or is drinks really just like not like that cheap type shit?
Especially when that shit work out, nigga. They check the books.
Yeah,
we still good.
Okay.
Either we're making bread, or, you know what I mean? We not losing money.
Put them on for a dollar, man.
Yeah.
But also, you go in there, get a dollar drink, you walking away with a cheeseburger. So maybe it's making up over there.
Right. Little fries. Get your fries on the side.
For medium
fries, the sugar with
medium
the salt.
Fries on, on a hot summer day, can I get a fresh batch of medium fries and a fucking large Coke?
Nice.
Bro, you just Gurks in it.
Yeah.
Fries, Gurks. And fries make you want salt. Drink make you want salt. Salt make you want. Oh, man.
Golly,
perfect. You're in a loop, man.
I know where I'm going tonight.
How do we? Damn. Yep.
So we just convinced someone to go to McDonald's right now. That's crazy.
Damn. Come on, McDonald's.
Yeah, they just turned the indicator on. They're making a left.
How you feel about kids? You know what I mean? The marketing machine working against your child, man. Which is real talk. Yeah. McDonald's is like, you know, marketing the kids with the clown and shit. Get them while they're young. They're going to grow up, eat McDonald's their whole life. Give the kids McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the money's at. I'm thinking about iPads and iPhones and shit. All these little babies.
I hate being preyed on like that. I don't like that.
That's
shit.
What the game is. Yeah. And then that kid grows up, iPhone, whatever. He's an Apple man, Apple ecosystem. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
raises family on that shit.
Fact. That's crazy.
Get the babies, man.
I don't like that, because it just don't make you feel free. It don't make you feel like you really out here in the free world.
I know. It's an illusion, gang. Yeah. Breaking baby down, commercials and shit. Hey, don't be I'm my damn kid, nigga. Working on the psychology and shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You gotta watch that.
That's a fact.
But I kind of feel where it's just like, yo, Apple is saying, like, if you're going to exist in this world, you got iPads, man.
Yeah.
We got, it's that time anyways.
McDonald's, like, you're going to see an iPad.
Hey, yeah, McDonald's like, you hungry, you got a dollar? Come on.
We can help you.
Come on, let's talk. Like, come on. Like, Burger King ain't doing it, but it's just like, because they know that they're best in the game. Like, it's McDonald's. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, this is the best of the best. Come fuck with us. But you don't got to.
Right.
They'll walk away. Subway be trying to fucking push that on me. I'd be like,
when did they lose? When did Subway? I remember seeing
Subway jump,
get on. Really? When? What's the date?
Like, I respect them. I ain't never get it in a minute, but like, it's people got wild when they started saying like Subway's meats and they talking about their meats
and all these meats. Bread and like, all that
they were talking about the bread is made of shoe soles.
Yeah, and like yoga mats and shit.
Yeah, that got me fucked up. To me, that's too much. But it's like they also said a lot of things about Chipotle. I was there yesterday.
It's like, bro, sometimes you know you making a bad decision, man.
Oh man.
You just gotta do it in moderation and be responsible.
It's on me, coach.
You know what I'm saying? I eat the yoga bread.
Yeah.
Today, not tomorrow, though.
You could tell them our combo when we were editing on a long brown table in Dad's basement.
For the Subway?
Oh, the Subway, man. We hit that shit up late night, man. Slide through. I usually get that. Niggas gonna hate on this shit, man. I like a good tuna sub, man. Shoot me.
No way.
What you gonna do, man? Tuna melt. Tuna melt. Come on, man.
Turn it down. Y'all respect it.
I mean, man. Put the fish in the oven, man.
Come on, man. Yeah, let it swim. It'll swim in a little fire.
Yeah, man. Come on, man. And then this nigga always comes through with the meatball sub.
For
sure. The damn pizza. I was like, nigga, what? You want pizza or a sandwich, nigga? Choose a thing.
It worked.
It's always heavy, bro. Every time you hear this nigga, he just your meatball just hit the pavement. Hit the paper. I mean,
it's true. Yo. I always hate it because it never like it just made the sandwich like disproportionate. So
your sandwich is looking like
this. Yeah, you get in one bite of meatball, the next bite is just sauce.
Right, it's dripping lettuce.
But one time I made them cut each meatball in half. Sometimes they do it, sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
But that made the sandwich proportion just a lot better.
Yeah, that's innovation right there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, the meatball sub, it's slap. And then you put a little lettuce and pickle on there.
Yeah.
And you get the...
just wet. Like, I just kind of feel like souping a fucking sandwich.
I get it. Honestly, but the thing is, it's like an Italian sandwich. You put meatballs in the sub and you clap it just like that. Mm. It's an Italian thing.
The only thing bad about it was too messy, bro.
Yeah, it's messy.
Too messy, man. Like,
I'm at home, bro.
It's true. But you know after that you're like you're not touching shit. You gotta go get right in the washroom.
Yeah, that's fine. When I eat, it's one sitting.
I feel you, but sometimes
shit.
I just like to be clean with it, you know.
Yeah, no.
Just hit one of these after and be out of there, you know.
Nah, I don't do that.
You made it more wet with the fucking extra sauce.
It's true. It's true.
Yo,
it's
that drip was good, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah,
the thing is,
you had 10 minutes to eat that shit before it turned to water.
Oh yeah.
I went through a phase where I was on the veggies. Veggie sandwiches.
They were good.
Sauce it up, right?
Vinaigrettes.
It's great.
Toast it.
Yeah, and you feel like, you know, you're not being that much of a D-bag, you know?
Yeah. I wouldn't do it. The only time I had a veggie sub is when the meatball fell off.
It's real talk, man.
Nah, that is real.
See, I'm a vegan. Yeah.
Bro, check me out.
For real.
On the way over, I was telling Sheldon about a story.
My bad. Hold on. We used to fucking Girk sat down with a liter of that summer.
I was trying
Mac.
To get past it.
Max had just this sweet, sweet deal in the summertime. They'll just I don't even know the season. They just sometimes they'll just sell like, hey man, take all that chocolate milk, $1 for a family
liter.
Amount
for the jug
for the liter. And we used to just one each.
A jug is crazy.
It's like we hated ourselves. Yeah. We just fucking down that chocolate milk.
But it was so refreshing in the summertime. Like, just, I don't know. Just
chocolate milk is good, man.
It's delicious.
It's a sleeper.
Bro.
It's a sleeper, man. I feel like a lot
of people. What do you mean
it's
chocolate?
I know, but I don't know. For me, I never really even cared to drink it or fuck with it for like a very long time.
Yeah, for real.
And then my girl always, she drink a lot of chocolate. Not anymore, but she used to. And then I tried it one time. I'm like, damn, this is delicious. But it's delicious, a lot of sugar in it, bro.
Yeah.
A lot of sugar.
You probably get a soy version too.
Probably got that now too.
Soy chocolate milk? Yeah, they got that online.
Yeah.
For sure.
I might have to dabble with that. Yeah.
Somebody gonna come along and be like, well, this is 10 reasons why soy milk is bad for
it's
you.
True, man. It's true.
Oat milk too.
Yeah. My girl tried to come to me and be like, oh, she saw a thing about some video where a doctor was like, the worst thing to eat is margarine.
Yeah. I think about that TikTok too, man. Made me get butter, motherfucker. I'm back at square one, nigga. Back in the 60s and shit.
Until they drop a butter ad on you and say, this reason is not to fuck with butter.
But I just don't like butter because it's like, it's so damn thick, bro. You scraping your bread apart trying to put the butter on there. It's like, it don't spread easy, man.
You put margarine on your toast?
Yeah. You know?
Nah.
Damn, you know?
When I had I just didn't use it whenever I had margarine.
Wow, really? Yeah.
I literally recently went back to butter, just like cooking with butter. It doesn't, when it calls for butter,
yeah.
You need butter.
I'll put butter if it say butter. Yeah. I won't put margarine if it say butter in the recipe. No, we got unsalted butter to brick in the fridge. But for like toast, I do butter, bro. I do butter and margarine. I do margarine. And I don't have a toaster. I just use air fryer. I put in the air fryer.
Oh, easy peasy.
Five minutes. Nice. Perfect. It'd be nice, and then it'd be half flavor.
Nice.
Yeah, but
I'm not mad at that.
I'm gonna try to cut back though that video and shit. But it's hard, man.
Yeah.
I used to buy the big tub of margarine, like.
I'm not coming back to you.
Yeah.
The one that gets dirty, you get all the toast. You see toast crumbs at the sides and shit.
Trust me,
you
man.
See hella different shit
Trust
in there.
Trust me, man.
Trust me. When we used to get the fucking yellow no name brand.
Oh yeah.
The big one. It was different colors and you knew where to pick from. This is breakfast side. Dinner. Dinner.
My dad used to get so fucking cheese when you put the toast crumbs back in the butter.
Oh yeah.
But it's hard to take as much as you need. Cause then you take too much.
Real talk.
And then you fucking.
You just take the knife. Yeah. Scrape the edge off.
I just take it. I'm not gonna waste it. Yeah.
I remember you went through a crazy grilled cheese phase where you was just cooking up mad grilled cheeses.
Nice.
It definitely started when we had the pizza pocket maker because we were putting everything in there.
Yeah, that was inspiration. Yeah, nice.
But we were clapping grilled cheeses out the dough, and that's when I really started like. Applying butter like religiously to
need
say,
that butter.
You need that butter on that grilled cheese.
That margin don't hit the same, man. Unfortunately.
But how y'all spread the butter though? Because then the butter come in the block. Or y'all butter will spread a bit.
Yeah, I only really cook with butter. I don't really put butter on shit like just to eat, like bread. And I don't really. Nah,
really.
You're at the restaurants just be eating bread and like
Damn, maybe I'm just an alien or something.
No, I think I see most people I'm around. Fucking
taste the butter.
Yeah, I'm like with breakfast. Anytime bread's really involved, it's probably butter, if not mayo.
Nah, I do cheesecake.
Margarine. When I say butter, I mean margarine. Sorry, y'all.
Mm. Yeah, I only do that at cheesecake.
Really?
I only spread my butter at cheesecake. I like it on my brown bread.
Damn.
Oh,
yes,
but a brown bread, good as it is.
Oh, yeah.
You get that new thing.
You always ask for the new thing.
Trust me. I never do the white.
When the bread is hot and you could put the butter on it so it melts, it's blessed.
You just close it on the butter.
Yeah.
I get the vision.
All
day.
Yeah.
Or you could go to an extent, pop the butter in the microwave for about 10-15 seconds.
You could.
It get blessed and it gets spreadable. But that's an extra step. That's why I just lock in the margarine.
Put butter on popcorn, boy.
I do,
You put margarine on butter?
I do real butter. Then I'll put it in the microwave, melt it.
Yeah.
Pour it over. Yes.
Fucking melt that fucking popcorn.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Spray it around type shit. Yeah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Man, remember when fucking Trinity had the butter dispenser?
Oh, yeah. That's a random butter dispenser. Yep.
And y'all know what I'm grabbing right now.
That seasoning, man. That's on a chain.
Jesus Christ.
You can't even...
fucking clanking that shit hard, dog. Yeah. White cheddar in a cup.
Yeah.
I was so upset when they started charging. I'm like,
probably for the betterment of our health, though.
Yeah, because you just unload on that motherfucker.
Niggas, it's not even popcorn no more. You just
seasoning, bro.
Seasoning,
fucking dill pickle flavors.
Yeah. I'm telling you,
bro. There had to be a point in time where like the chain wasn't a part of like the the seasoning wasn't chained to the fucking actual station. So like, I had to be a mobile. Like, yeah. All right, niggas keep taking this shit home.
It's coming with me
into the theaters, nigga.
Chain it.
Because that's the thing. You put it on the top, and like, yeah, you know, the first 5 minutes is good, and then it go away. So if you have it, you just put it back on.
Because you can't really get that good shake off the top. So you can put it on the top, you go like this, whatever, a little popcorn falls out, but you just keep it chill. But yeah, you're going to need that second trip, nigga.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can get you a, now you buy it. I like kind of having that little thing on me when I go to the theaters. Come on, get to the apartment.
A little more sauce.
I always wait for a shooting scene.
Yeah, of course. You went to unravel it, bro. You ever do it to the voice and shit?
Oh, yeah.
I've been looking for you all over the place.
It always be the quietest scenes. I'm looking at my M&M's. I'm like, why's everyone whispering there, man?
Quiet place. I don't need shit. Like, I'm just sitting there with my seasoning the whole movie. I'm like,
just wasting your money. Just wasting your money.
I don't want to get them caught, man. Motherfuckers hear everything.
Then they can look at you. Fucking zombies.
I was on the way here telling Sean the story. I was just thinking about. Cause he said something that triggered a memory. So we were driving through the hood, and I don't like when people don't stop at my stop signs, man. I got a real problem with it.
Hey, real rap.
Yeah. Stop at the stop signs, man. There's kids walking dogs, there's loose dogs in the neighborhood. Like there's no reason to go that fast. You know what I'm saying?
Where you going what?
The speed limit is 25. Like, I'm never doing 50 in that.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yo, like, it's important that you stop. That was the point I was making. And then I was saying, I brought it back to the time where, remember our old bus driver and how mad she would get because when she put that stop sign, like, we were rushing towards the bus and shit. She's like, yo, you guys have to obey the stop sign on my bus.
Uh-huh.
You remember
what this? What were we doing?
So when she put out, like, when she would pull up, we're always, like, pushing to it. But she's like, yo, basically stand still until the full stop sign is out. So do you remember the story? When she was telling us before we left McCrimmon, we're standing in front of McCrimmon and we're being bad, man. Like, this bus, so she was our bus lady on our route. She picked us up at one spot and it was a central spot where all these kids met and would go. It was when McCrimmon was getting out the mud, so everything was kind of freestyle. I remember when we had that substitute bus driver, he took us to like, oh my God, kids were bad.
Like, go left, go that way, go this way.
He's like, okay.
Miles from the school.
Damn.
She's just upset with this group. And, like, you know what I mean? You're kind of stuck with us for the year. And one day she just had to blaze us because it was just like, yo, you guys have to respect it. So she was telling us a story about when she put up the stop sign and, like, someone got hit or something like that. And it was serious. It was fucking dark. Like, everyone's like, yo, fuck, man, she's being real. And then LeVar fucking, this is 2007, man, the song's hot. LeVar out of nowhere says, I don't want to be
a murderer. You get in trouble for that shit for like weeks,
yeah,
right?
Bro. Yeah, bro. Like, she kicked him off the bus. Like, I'm thinking, hit, bro. But it was just such a good fucking bar to deliver there.
But she right. She don't want to be a murderer. Like, that's a perfect thing to say. But that's the only thing to say, actually.
Hey, you deserve to stand ovation, bro.
You just summed it up for her. Like, yeah. I don't want to kill y'all niggas.
But the, like, it's a bar.
That's hilarious.
And that's a great lyric to sing. And you have to sing it.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Yeah, you already sang it.
Oh, and you can kind of sing, too.
Right? Riding the bus was like... It was a thing to do as,
oh, for sure,
as a
man.
Kid, you know? Like, it was like, yo... Boys, man. It was a goal, like... I guess no better.
Yeah. You know that big bump and shit that you just know you're about to cross?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I remember we used to like add a jump on top of the bump.
Yeah, for sure.
One time somebody just fucked up.
Hit the roof.
Oh. They had a rack installed. We had a sick bus that day. Sometimes you get an ill bus. You get the ill bus.
Yeah.
You see what?
Yeah.
They had us riding around in that 2000 bus, but they had the 210s.
Nice.
At the time. Yeah, so sometimes they give you the 210 and you just get the racks and shit, all the storage cubbies and shit.
Yeah.
Somebody smoked the top of their head. Adding a jump and just.
They were the first ones to sit down. Everyone else is still in the air, so fuck.
And they just calm down the rest of the ride.
Fucking rolling on to the bars.
You fucking have to. You guys believe in hiring people to do things. You know, if you want to do something around the house.
Oh, real talk, man.
You know, you know how to do it. Like, come on, man. Yeah. Come, you know, come and get this bread, man.
I ain't installing this.
So let's say, you know, you hire a dude. You feel me? Hey, man, I need you to come mount this TV, you know?
Okay.
So he come over. You be like, all right, cool. I'm going to be over here while you're doing your thing. You check on him. Let's say you go out, you check on him, but you see this.
Hired a man off Craigslist to mount my mom's TV.
Oh, no, bro.
What? Bro, I was wearing their underwear. What's going on?
Bro. Cheeks out, dog. You don't. Dog, he's...
Bro, you have to get out of here, bro.
No, bro. No, that has to be fake, man. This is me trying to believe, like,
where is it? Bro, your penis is out. It's out.
Your shaft is out, bro. Like, this, your base is showing.
Base activated, yeah.
Come on, cuz.
You're getting that TV up, bro, man. You're going nowhere.
We watch your shit tonight, for sure.
You know he drilling, cuz this shit is just shaking, man. Like, it's sending vibrations to your body, bro. You got to feel that. Like,
shook his pants off.
Holy man. Fuck,
yo, man.
Man,
that's dedication. That's fine.
I feel that's just sometimes, like, you know what I mean? It's
that killed me, bro.
Bro, I feel sometimes I'm doing things around the house. I'm like, I know, you know, my crack kind of house. Like, man, who?
I'm getting to it. You know what I mean? Getting to it, man.
So I see how it starts to get introduced. It's not a big deal. Yeah. Especially if you're, you know, maybe holding something heavier. Like, you know, right now it's all about getting this TV on the fucking wall with all force. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah. This pushes the envelope a lot, man.
B&R, and every time I was working with my dad, my ass crackers out a lot of times where I'm like, yo, I'm back. And I know his problem right here. He thinks he's wearing probably a 2XL, so he thinks he's good. Like, because that's a long shirt.
That's a long shirt, for sure.
Every time I was working with my dad, I'm like, okay, my shirt's kind of long, where it's like, it'd be covering that area. You know what I mean?
Right.
So even though it's out, it's covered. But no, like, his belly's like, it's out. I'm trying to save him.
His pants are off.
His pants are
there's
off.
One friend. Okay, Tui. That's a lot. Do you say something to this man?
Yeah.
No, I'm running in the room laughing still.
Just make sure you got the video.
Yeah, like, well, I'm in the room. I remember I mounted my girl's TV.
You did? You mounted a TV?
I did. I was surprised I even embarked on that. I'm not gonna lie.
You know what I mean? I don't trust myself that much.
I don't.
To like
I don't
sleep well at night for years.
You know what it was? Yeah. Exactly. Because I don't know if the thing is, after I mounted it, it was like a daily text of like, it's okay, the TV's still up. Like,
see?
It's all right. It's good. TV. It's sturdy. Like, but yeah, man, I bought her a TV, and so I bought a mount at the same time. Mm. And I gave her the TV, and then whatever, and then. Yeah, for sure. Let's get it. Let's do it. And you know, I fucking mount. That was my first time mounting the TV. And
you use a stud finder?
I think I did. Yeah, her pops had all that shit.
Oh, nice.
So,
nice.
You know, when she still lived at home, so I had the stud finder. I had the drill, and I got it done. And that bitch was sturdy, man. That shit was
that's
up there
up, man.
For years,
man.
It's
shit.
Still up. That mount is still in the wall.
Nice.
Actually, the TV off, but the mount is still in the wall.
I remember the first time I saw a TV mounted. It's fucking amazing.
Yeah, it's kind of sick, man.
You remember
who's doing that?
When Dad mounted Kant's TV, and we went over. That's the first time we went to like McCrimmon's area before we went to McCrimmon.
Yeah.
Went over there. My dad went in with a little fucking pocket tool.
Mm-hmm.
So I just got mount my boy's TV. Mm. Went over there. And I remember looking at this boy, and I'm looking at my dad, and I'm like, which man do I want to be like? I'm like, he's doing it, but why is this nigga chilling like this, just talking shit?
Yeah.
And his wife beat her, and we're over here dressed. I'm like, wait, you just made my whole family leave to mount your fucking TV? But I understand.
That's crazy.
I can't do it.
Nah, I don't got it. You always wanted to be the mounter, though. You come through like a hero, nigga. You're like the only nigga in the world that could do this shit.
Especially when you know the other person feel like they can't do it.
Mm.
It's like, hell yeah. Sure, I'm gonna handle this.
Yeah, I can get it done if I do it, but I think I just have too much PTSD from my dad saying no holes. I couldn't even hang thumbtacks in the wall.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
no holes.
Yeah.
You
feel bad about every drill, but every drill trigger you squeeze.
Yeah, that's
my
a good
wall.
Point.
You just there.
Yeah.
Fucking holes. I don't know if I'm allowed to do this.
So you remember when Dad would get mad when, like, because sometimes you're a drill at B&R, but you just go right through? It's a wrong spot. Because it's just empty on that side. Yeah. You just made a hole, but.
Yeah.
Dog, and I had some situations where you try and drive the anchor into the wall, but then like the anchor go through, and you just ruined the fucking, you just obliterated the whole thing. There's no, there's nothing that's gonna stick in this wall now.
There's so many. Oh my god!
Put a motherfucking clock there. All right, that's the clock wall now.
Oh, y'all ever patch a hole?
Nah, I done seen it done a couple of times.
Yeah, yeah,
it's an amazing little process. I've never done it personally, but I've seen it done.
You just come through with the.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Sand it down and shit, get it out of that bullshit. Yeah.
I still can't believe we built a set. That's still kind of like, that's still amazing. From Goon Scratch, just the fucking.
As young boys, too. Like,
that was just
pretty
like.
Sick, yeah.
That's when I'd use a drill. Like, I'm looking at what I can fuck up and I can go just buy this back. Mm-hmm, like, yeah. It's not. Like, this wall, I'm like, nah, I can't do that for you, bro. Like, I'm not, you know, like, I know it's doable, but, you know, I'm just worried.
You just got a jet when you move out. All right, we always got all the shit. I'll DocuSign the shit.
Bro, my, the concierge called me from my old condo, like, last week. Funny. And I was like, shit, like, I wonder why, because, like, I mean, I cleaned the place pretty well, but I ain't gonna lie, like, I did some damage that I patched up and fixed. And
really?
Things. Yeah.
You
know,
what the hell was you doing, nigga? Dancing?
No. Well, I don't even want. I'm not.
Yeah. That's proof.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You can't. Yeah. So there, but there was one spot. Like, I don't know why, what it was, but I had a subwoofer, right? And it was next to the wall. And I guess you know, like when the bass blow and shit. Mm. So it like blew like this black, like I don't even know on the wall. Like,
just resin.
Yeah. Yeah. Dust accumulation or something.
Yeah.
Come on.
So when I was leaving the building, like I fucking, oh jeez. When I was leaving the building, like I cleaned up top to bottom, you know, and that part, like I got to scrub it a few times to get it out, and like I got it out probably like 80-90%. So
you hit him with the Mr. Clean Magic Eraser.
Yeah, Magic Eraser. Yeah, a little Lysol. I did a bunch of things just to really get it going. I feel like I got it going like pretty well. Like whatever. Nice. So I was always like, when I left, I was like, you know, hopefully she don't. Whatever, she won't say nothing to me about it. But when I left, she sent the text like, "Oh, the place looks great." I'm like, "Cool, perfect."
You said it, doesn't it?
Yeah, you said, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I mean. But he had a concierge call my phone randomly like last week. What the fuck? He called me, he said my name and everything. Like, Sheldon. Looking for Sheldon.
First name, last name. Yeah, for sure
yeah.
For me.
First name. So I'm like,
Sheldon Powell?
So my girl actually answered because I didn't want to fucking answer. So she answered. She's like, "Yeah, it's just him. But he can't come to the phone right now. Like, what's up?" And she's like, "They're like, oh." We've been getting a lot of complaints from your neighbors about loud noises and shit. And so I'm like, I showed her the job. She's just like, we don't live there anymore. Yeah. Like, it's not us. Like, I don't know, like, why you calling. But it just that brought up that memory because, like, I was like, shit, like, this is damaged. Like, and they calling me for that shit now. Like, I was like,
and they threw his phone. You tell her about it?
Who?
You just gave her the phone.
No, I just gave her the phone. Like, I'll answer this. So, man, luckily, but yeah, the tenant in there, hey, man, stop being bad and shit. Bro.
Keep it down, man.
I ain't never get that call when I was there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But also, your neighbors can stop being pussies, too.
Yeah. That, too. Take my, why my number on there still, man?
Yeah.
Yeah, we told him to take that shit off. That post rent shit is, it's a different thing, man. You know? Yeah. Be a little stressed about it.
This is like the people them. This is the people them place. You can't mash up the people them place.
How dare you?
You can fuck up your own place, but people them place. Mm-mm.
And that's a the thing about renting, because you never forget that. Like, I always felt like, even when I asked her if I could mount my TV, she's like, "Yeah, go ahead." I was like, "Ah,
yeah,
can I really?"
I'm gonna do it. I'm not patching it. Like, I'm you know what I mean? Like, you're gonna have to handle that. And yeah, she was good about it. I loved that landlord. She was great.
You took your mount.
Yes, I did. Yes, yes.
Usually people just replace them out.
I should have just left it because I didn't. Yeah. I didn't remount it on TV. I didn't remount it at this point. But I might in the future. My next stop.
I feel inclined to leave a mount. Like, someone else is gonna need to put a TV.
Yeah, I should have left
leave
it.
Leave the gaping holes in the.
I should have left it still.
Yeah, because they're like $50.
Yeah, and it was difficult to mount that TV. I had to like call your bro and shit to do it because it was like a concrete wall and neck shit. I drilled into that. It just stopped me. I'm like, oh, fuck, Ryan.
You just take
bro. I'm like, shit, dog, I'm telling you. It just stopped. I said, what the fuck?
Man, I ain't like that shit.
Yeah, man. Hey, man, let's church around. I need to know, man.
Let's date.
Franklin Saint. Brother.
Who?
Franklin Saint. Snowfall.
Damn,
you're not paying attention or something, bro? That's the main character, bro.
I was thinking, shit. I was thinking with the landlord because we had left some shit dirty too. You dig, bro?
Oh, okay. Hey, we can get into that.
I'm just defensive, brother. That's all I was. At Dalhousie,
place we left last year.
Yeah, we did some
it's wear and tear though.
Yeah, it's like little wear and tear shit. Like I think we cracked the table or something like that. Cracked the floors.
Nigga, that table had to come in, motherfucker.
Yeah, this table had to come in. We lost all their chairs.
Bro, we threw that shit out, nigga. Yeah. Bro, you can't. That's A. You're not gonna like
in that real right though.
You're not gonna like he offered furniture and shit. So he's like, yo, this place comes fully furnished, and we're like, we don't really want that.
So
like, can you put this shit in the storage? And then he's like, okay, yeah. And then one of the things that he had was just these shitty fucking wooden chairs that were just like from day one falling apart and just not there to support bigger brothers and shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we stacked them up and then we were pushing them into different corners like through the duration that we lived there. And one day I'm like,
you don't want to see that shit.
Nobody checking for these fucking broken ass chairs, bro. We just chucked that shit. We're just like, I will deal with it later.
Ice cube, man.
He's like, hey, everything's good. Where's my chairs?
Like he literally sent that. I have the email.
He said, "Where's my chairs?"
Yeah, where the chairs are. Oh, you started, nigga. Remember?
Yeah. He basically sent an email just saying, "Like, yo, everything looks good. Just we have a list of things that are missing. His fucking his paintings, his chairs and shit."
Oh my god!
I had to keep real. I said, "Listen, something's got to go."
It didn't feel like my space, brother.
Bro, he scratched up ass old chairs and shit. He gave us like cups and blenders and shit. Like, keep this. I'm like, bro, I don't want this.
Yeah, no, you can't do that.
Shit got tossed.
I never liked
that furnished shit because they make it feel like you should pay extra for that, but like I didn't ask you for that,
bro. This niggas. Pitch was like, look, check this out, man. This here, the whole unit, and this is all you plus storage. Mm-hmm. We're like, all right. And it's furnished.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nah, we don't want this shit.
And a peace spot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We said, nah, we don't want this shit. We want this shit. Whatever. The storage is neat though. It ain't come with storage no more. Packed his own shit in there.
Oh.
Like, can we get rid of this? He said, yeah, we'll just move it downstairs to your storage. I mean, can you do something about us not having storage no more? No, same price.
Look,
niggas is crazy, bro. I'm like, it's just not fair. It's just not fair.
Bro, I'm gonna be the landlord.
The best one, brother. That's it. Fair is fair. Even in like we was talking about the February shit. Like, yeah, February your rent could be a bit cheaper, man. Yeah. I'm gonna knock off 50 or 100 something. Yeah,
I'm gonna knock something off. Honestly, I'll eat February for them.
So look, I got February, nigga. I'll give you rent, motherfucker.
Nigga, yeah, like, cause bro, I'll literally say, oh, don't worry about rent this month, man. This is a weird one.
I can't even take it from you, man.
But I'm gonna leap on him on.
Hey, brother, need that February. Notice that we got one extra day.
Nah, Snowfall. Yeah, I started it, and yeah, no, it's
first
good.
Of all, what made you do it? What made you finally do it, man? Cause it was random. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was a text I didn't see coming. It was a text I didn't put any. I didn't prompt you to do it. I wasn't like, hey, brother, please.
Yeah.
I ain't do none of that.
I needed a show just to wind down my nights. Like, just, okay.
Understandable.
We started watching Last of Us. So I think that started my show crave.
Nice.
And then I started watching, what's that show called? New Star Wars Mandalorian. New season came out. Started watching that.
Okay.
And then recently, I've just been watching a lot more like series and shits just to watch different series, see what's out there, or whatever. So I've just been kind of in a watching mood.
Nice.
Speaking of which, I watched Creed.
We can get into that.
I won't feel it. Yeah.
And it's that new joint.
Let's just say they knocked
me out. Michael Jordan movie?
Yeah, so I just put it on and it's good, man. It's good. I'm enjoying it.
Nah, you got to give me more than that. Man.
Yeah, no.
You got to give me more than that.
What'd you see, man? What's up?
Don't do me like that, nigga.
Yeah, no.
Shit straight,
nigga. Because I dropped the text. Yeah, I got some text messages. You excited about it, bro.
It got me hooked. No, okay. It got me hooked.
Yeah.
If I'm texting you, yo, this shit good. Like,
it's, I know.
You
exactly.
got me locked in. Yeah. Like, Breaking Bad, when you put me on that, I had to let them know. I'm like, you got me.
Yeah.
Shit got me fucked up.
Yeah.
You got me, man. But
nice.
No, I like, the act is not corny. Honestly, the act is not corny. So it's like, I can watch it.
Yeah.
That's huge. The story makes sense. Has come up makes sense. The fear is kind of there. Like, the time is good. The how they're everyone's acting is really good in it. Like, mm-hmm. there's no one corny in it. Like, when so it threw me off when someone said it's like power. Did you say that shit?
I think I said no, but I said a little bit.
Yeah, and that threw me off.
Yeah, but I mean, terribly. Just in the sense of like, you know, it's about drug dealing and mm-hmm. you know, illegal activity.
Yeah,
in the black community, which is power. You know, yeah.
so, yeah. same idea.
You know, so
a couple episodes in, I said,
I couldn't say no, but I can, yeah. you know.
I see the overlap.
Yeah, if you can't say no, you say yes, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So, you think The Wire is corny and cheesy and shit?
No, The Wire is good. Wire is great. Wire is before its time. Wire is more like
very before its time. Yeah.
Yeah, like Wire. Yeah, Wire is. It's one of those shows that kind of set the mood.
Like, if
to
The
say,
Wire
like,
dropped right now, it would be crazy. Like crazy.
Really crazy,
like,
yeah.
It would be like...
And I didn't finish
next
it.
Next level. I mean, I'm in it.
I should tap back in.
Yeah, I'm going to do as well.
My thing about some shows is like, it's like, don't make me feel like I'm in a show for like so long. Like, don't drag moments out. Mm. Like, it's a lot of things that go into just the flow of something. So
for sure, yeah.
It's like certain... I hate when this is a talking scene. I'm like, okay, what did I even get from that?
Yeah.
Yeah, when they just changed the scene, I'm like, man, what the hell was that shit for?
Especially in movies, I'm like, I know what y'all did there.
And you just pray it come back around in some way. Like, okay, you got to come back around. Like, this has to be for something maybe later on. And then sometimes it don't.
Sometimes just nice in credits.
I'm
like,
what the hell?
Oh, yeah. When you see credits, that shit, what the fuck, bro? What the fuck, bro?
I gave you an hour of my life. You better tell me what the fuck that shit was about 2 minutes in.
In many ways, it's almost like
get down.
Insulting. Because it's like the movie ends like, did I miss something? Mm-hmm. Is it me, nigga? Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't get it.
Yeah. Get down.
When Midsummer end, I was confused.
Midsummer,
where they go, it's like a cult and they're taking mushrooms.
Oh, yes.
Nigga, I was confused when it started.
Yeah. I gotta watch it back.
Sometimes I'm just like, man, you just fucking with me now. You just wasting my time. You're like, what are we doing, bro? I'd be mad.
Yeah,
I don't know if you caught a trailer of this GOAT movie. A24 made it.
Yeah.
And
it
was like a mom and a dad and like some in the mountains and shit. And they had a goat, and the mom started, I guess they lost a child. Mm. And the mom started treating the kid, the goat, like a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Bro, the slowest fucking thing ever.
Yeah, man.
I was literally mad. There'll just be 40 minutes of no words. I'm like, where? Where are you taking from? I'm angry, man.
Yeah, I can't do that shit, man. And there be the critics be talking so highly about it and making it seem like just this like revolutionary piece of art. And then you watching, you not feeling it, but then you feel like crazy for not feeling it. Like, why am I not feeling this?
Am I dumb?
Am I dumb?
Yeah. Like,
am I fucking idiot? Just an idiot? And it's like, no, this shit is just bro. Yeah, in fact.
I need to feel something from a movie, man. Like, and sometimes I don't understand these critics because, like, I see movies that moved me and I'm like, yo, this is a good movie.
Yeah.
I see the critics say, oh, gosh, wouldn't give it a second of my time. What the fuck? Like, just shitting on it. I'm like, yo, there has to be a place where the real can speak. That's all I'm saying.
For real talk, man.
I think it's right here.
Yeah.
You know, for sure, all black man finna say, okay, all right, when they see you. Shit. Yeah. You just see a black man and okay.
You ever get okay?
Yeah.
He's like, what's the okay? Yeah.
Denzel the king of that.
You just see you, okay, brother. Like, you know what I mean?
All right. I like that, though. Right. It's a short, because they see you doing what you're doing. They're like, okay.
That's the ultimate respect, still.
You just see what the do right. Okay, bro. Yes, sir. Niggas ain't say shit, but they said a whole lot.
Yeah, man. And that's beauty with it, man. Because even sometimes they'll see you and say, speaking of fucked up shit, we lost an hour. We gained an hour, sorry.
Oh, man.
Is that what it is? We gained it?
We gained an hour. Okay.
Y'all took that from me because
time went forward.
Because I was.
So we lost something, yeah.
Because I'm saying, I don't got to be at work for another hour. Then, like, it's work time. We lost an hour.
So we lost.
They moved it up.
Yeah, they moved it up.
We gained one. Yeah, I mean, we gained one, but we lost.
No. You gain one when they peel it back, because they're peeling it back. Like, all right, you got another hour. Don't worry about
it. But they added an hour to our clock. So it was 8 just the other day. Now they say, hey, it was 9. So they're taking it away. Every time an hour go forward, you lose time. Yeah, that's how they took it.
Come on, guys.
But you add, you say it's saying plus one on the clock is what I'm saying.
Listen, if you have something due at 12 and it's 11, they're saying it's 12 now, nigga. You ain't got no hour. So they took that from you. Get to it. It's like, give me a fucking hour, bitch. Wake up.
So it's 8 o'clock and they're saying it's 9.
Yes.
They took it from us.
Took it from us.
Because they added one on the clock.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. Game one. We lost.
No, they didn't.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You get what I'm saying? I'm saying we gained one, but we really lost one. Because they just added an hour to the clock.
Yeah, technically, yeah, they added. They added
I'm lost.
They added an hour. I'm trying to make the transition work.
I'm like the daylight savings ad representative. I'm trying to sell you one. So look, we gained one, but we lost one.
You just know you're getting scammed.
I don't know about this shit, nigga. All I'm saying is they added 1 hour to the clock. Mm-hmm. So we gained one, but they took the hour from us.
Okay,
so
I got you. I see what you're saying.
I realized I had to ride that one into the sunset, man. Say, listen, man, we're going with this one. If it don't stick, it don't stick.
Start questioning yourself.
I literally started asking, like, yo.
So hold on, what do we do? How does this work?
Dog, I started sweating because certain times I just be getting grilled on here. Oh, like, wait. I'll be watching it back. I'm like, fuck, yeah, I know, I'm just not paying attention.
You definitely said fucking heirloom dentine.
Yeah.
I'm like, he did say heirloom, didn't he?
Dog, I'll be so in the moment trying to explain and talk to y'all for real. So.
He said like 10 times too.
What was it?
It's heirloom.
Heirloom, man. Yeah,
like 10 times. No mistake. This nigga thinks it's heirloom.
Heirloom for sure, man.
Yeah, not an hour. I felt that. I'm still feeling an hour. I don't know what it was about this time.
Mm-mm. No, for sure.
But I didn't. Well, I was getting up. I was on a 5 a.m. program.
Mm. Hey!
Sorry for the people at home.
Tell that nigga be quiet sometimes.
Mm. I was on a 5 a.m. program. Wake up, go to the gym, fucking beep, right into it. So yeah, now 5 feels like 4.
Ooh.
I can't. I haven't been able to do it since time changed. Like, I've been trying every morning. I'm like, it's such a scam, bro.
Yeah.
But then it's nice. It's a nice into the evening. It's, you know, bright till 8, whatever. I mean, but
is it though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it is.
Yep.
Because this is when, like, Toronto doesn't get so dark.
Yeah,
so
quick. Yeah, right.
It's
right.
Like it's early stuff.
So. Sometimes you'd be like, yo, 9 p.m.
Oh, I don't know, because so darkness ain't never stopped me from doing something. Time always stopped me from doing something.
I guess just a feeling.
The feeling, true. Yeah.
When it's winter and it's 4 p.m. and it's dark, where am I going after this? I don't know. Yeah. I feel you.
It makes me want to eat McDonald's. I don't know why. It gets dark. It makes me want to be bad earlier. I'm like,
I feel that.
I'm getting McDonald's twice today. Like, you know?
Mm-hmm. You see this weather?
Yeah. Dog, it's like, if I put you in that island or that place, not a place, sorry. Where the sun, it's like they get like
midnight. 28 days
a
night.
I wonder how I'd be as a person. Would I be more calm? Would I be more upset?
Oh, man.
Would
I be shady as shit?
Yeah, that's like nature versus nurture. So that's always gonna change you for sure.
But that's just my point. Sure. Around when I got, I was a dark nigga.
Yeah, you know.
I'm getting what? Like, yeah.
So what? I got some stabbings on my wrist. They had it coming. Who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but I felt robbed for sure.
Yeah.
For
100%,
robbed.
Yeah. It's an adjustment. I'm still trying to.
I think it'll be good. This week.
The last. Well, fuck. It depends on where you are, but for some places, it's the last. I don't know, nigga. I made a video about it. Everyone's like coming at me with their local legislation of how to get down.
Who's in charge of daylight savings? Stop playing with my clock. It's ruining my life. It's been 30 years of this shit for me. Leave mine. I'm leaving my clock. You tell me show up 9, I show up my version of 9.
I don't even know the point.
Why daylight savings? Ben Franklin, 1784, to make greater use of daylight and save money on candles.
Motherfucker, I got hella candles in multiple flavors. My candle supply is solid.
I'm good, nigga. Leave it. I'll trade an extra 35 cents on my light bill for fucking waking up feeling like a low light every time the time changes.
I'm good.
I thought I was waking up 6:30 like a champ. I wake up, it's about brunch. At least somebody tell me. My closest peers, my family members. What's the big secret? Every time I feel like I'm the last man on earth to know, somebody tell me. Mom, dad, a significant other. Y'all knew about this shit the whole time. No warning for Big J. I wake up in oblivion. Everybody around me is like, yeah, time change. You didn't see the thing? No.
Niggas ain't telling me.
What else are you hiding from me? Can I feel included in this society? I don't get this information. I'm getting stalk alerts. I'm getting pizza day notifications. I'm getting Google articles. I ain't never asked for in my lifetime. I have no idea when the world time changes. Does everyone do daylight savings?
Whole world daylight savings?
Approximately 70 countries utilize daylight saving time in at least a portion of the country. Who does not? Japan, India, China are the only major industrialized countries that do not observe some form of daylight saving. Japan, India, China, they know what's up. They heard what Ben Franklin had to say. They said, man, fuck that shit. Leave it. All that shit, everybody, my whip. I wake up, it's 8:30. I check my stove, it's 9:30. I get on my whip, it's 7:30. This is disastrous. Suppose I had a court hearing, 9:30 sharp. I show up with my suit backwards, an hour late, jail time. If you could change time, you could change it back. We just changing shit. Let's change some useful shit. Let's update. Change Monday to Saturday. Sunday, Saturday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Make a new day. Two Saturdays, make three Saturdays. Sunday, Saturday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Saturday, Sunday, Saturday. Let's shave a day off November. Change that shit. Let's put March break in November. We over here fiddling with time and shit. For what? Save a candle. Use a candle right here. This one's mango. I got mad candles. Put that shit back. This was in 1784.
Shake things up.
I was hearing something last year about them considering the possibility of eliminating daylight savings. What's the update on that? Man, fuck that shit. Leave it.
Apparently Arizona doesn't do it at all.
Nice.
Saskatchewan doesn't do it.
Nice.
And that's then, how you miss your flight, though.
Too much shit. Too much shit. Yo, man. Come on. Bro, what time is it, nigga? Let's agree on that.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like, if we all on the same side of the earth.
That's the time. Straight down.
Yeah. That's the only one that's going to make sense to me. I just get it. The sun be moving. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, okay. But other than that, let's lock it in, bro. Fuck.
Yeah. If you're in a different city than me, it does make sense. Like, right? Fuck, bro, be on one time, man.
You just wake up, it's 10 o'clock. No, it's not.
No, it's not, bro.
Bro.
And the ones that trip me out is like the 2 hour, one to three. Like LA is, three is a little bit far. One to two is kind of okay.
What do you mean?
Like 1 hour behind? Difference? Yeah.
Oh,
one or two hour behind.
Right.
LA is like, all right, but it, when it's nine, it's six. I'm like, damn, my night's done. Your night's like beginning. Mm-hmm. You know, when it's 12, it's nine. It's like, it's early for you.
LA's what?
3 hours behind.
Three? Oh, I felt like five when I was there. Goddamn. I'll be.
Yeah.
Just talking to my girl, okay, I'm going to bed.
Now, niggas?
Facts. Yeah, just leave it alone, man.
I don't know. Maybe it's... I don't know, man. I feel like they make us feel like we just don't know. Like, we not smart enough. Or we not... You know what I mean? But it's like, I'd be really feeling like I could run this shit better than y'all.
What, time and shit?
Yeah, just life.
Yeah, it just takes a simple man. You know what I'm saying? Listen, man, fuck all that shit.
Fuck all that, man.
I see a clear way through.
Yeah. Nigga with Mike Tyson right there. Fuck all that shit, man. Fuck that.
Man, it's like, if you guys are showing me, like, you can do this, and you in your video, and you're bringing it up, like, where these niggas got this shit from? Where did it start at?
Mm-hmm.
And I always ask those questions. Who said that?
That's
who
the thing
came
about,
up with, like, man, we need it. You know what we need to do, real, man?
Yeah. We
that's fucking with the clock 2 times a year.
What the fuck you doing that for?
and that's the problem with traditions, man. Like, traditions is cool at one point, but...
Bro, we were dumbasses at the
time. Yeah, it's like, fucking idiots. Exactly. You're not going to use MapQuest no more.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the time has changed.
Yeah, so it's like, you got to shake.
My thing is, you got to question things, man. If you don't want to question things, by all means, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm finna ask.
No,
100%. Why are you changing my shit like that, man? Automatically and shit.
It's nice how it changed on the phone, though. Like, you don't got to do nothing.
But I swear, fucking bamboozles me. Yeah. Really? Yeah, I'm like, I want to take control back, nigga. I'm like, I'll change it. I'll tell you what time it is.
Send me a notification. Your time went up at, like, I didn't change it for you, but it went up. Yeah. Tap here to change.
That's a good idea.
Nice.
Apple need to do that.
You got
to
like that.
I like that shit. Yeah, man.
It might already exist in your settings.
Damn.
It might. I don't know, but I feel like that's something that they might like.
Yeah.
We gonna default it.
Yeah.
If y'all want to change it, it's in there. Yeah. Yeah.
You feel behind when you're like hours back, like in LA, 3 hours behind?
No, I feel like I have more day, and I always liked it.
We never, I don't know, because a lot of our work is like we got to submit something, it's usually East Coast time.
Mm.
So I'm always thinking, like, all right, these niggas are already at. You know what I mean? 6 o'clock for me, I'm chilling to them. It's like, all right, where is this motherfucking deliverable? It's 9.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I just feel like I feel like my head is like anchored to like East Coast time. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much that happens to like LA natives and
I feel
other
that.
People fucking like what is the UK? What are they? Are they just they're worried about anyone else's time zone?
Nah.
They just
that's on their five,
shit.
No,
that's it's five hours ahead.
Ahead?
From East Coast.
Oh fuck!
They tell us. They said, listen, you gotta go on my time. I'm not going off your shit.
Come on!
I mean, you get my email when they fucking send that shit. That's when, nigga. Whatever time it lands, man, nigga.
When they hit it, hit. Yeah, man. Nah, That's why I feel like that's why my initial answer to being in LA was just like, I'm on my time. I feel like it is what it is, because you get it when you get it. You should respect whoever's time zone.
Right.
Respect my time zone. I'll respect yours.
I mean, you have to.
Don't be talking about no late, nigga. I'm early. Yeah. 3 hours ahead, nigga.
You tell me 10, I'm going to give you my time 10.
All right, 10 bit.
And then I ain't going to say nothing, because you're going to say it's late. I'm like, show you my time. Yeah. You see a picture with this shit.
Screenshot. Y'all ever get a parcel? You ever get a parcel? Yeah. Sometimes you get a package, nigga, but it's different when they call that shit a parcel.
I like a package more than a parcel.
I like a good parcel.
I don't like a parcel. I like opening a box.
You never know what's in a parcel.
You never know what's in a package.
It's always kind of like fascinating to see what they fit in a parcel. Like, damn, you got this in here?
In this box?
Nigga, it's all fucking blanket.
I done packed some good parcels too, man. Sure. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's cheaper to send a parcel. I done put fitteds in a parcel.
Well, what's the difference with a parcel? I thought a parcel was a package.
No, isn't a parcel like the envelope shit?
Package shit, yeah. Package, no.
I think a parcel is a box. I thought they use it interchangeably.
No, isn't a package the box?
I think a parcel is a package.
Because they could tell you, hey, come on down and get your parcel. Like in our building, sometimes they call that shit a parcel.
Parcel, yeah. And I'm like, I know I'm going for some boxes. Damn. Where a package, I thought it was like just that, the bag. What's a parcel?
Parcel's a thing. Our collection of things wrapped in paper.
A brown paper parcel.
In order to be carried or something. Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah, we done got some good parcels in our lifetime.
Yeah. Let me see images of a parcel. Because they're going to show you a box.
Bro, I thought a parcel. Look, yeah, nigga. Yeah, it's a fucking box.
Everything's a parcel.
Okay.
Okay.
I thought a parcel.
But that's
I like when they call it parcel. That's my thing.
Okay, okay. I call it a parcel. Yeah, I like the word you know parcel better than package.
Like a package, you fucking pick up a package and you retrieve a parcel.
Yeah.
I'm here to retrieve my parcel.
Nah, 100%.
Hey, I'm here to ship this parcel. Parcel me over this. I can't say that. I'm here to collect my parcel. It's nice.
You ever see a nigga just use a new word on you? Like, hey, you're not going to know what I mean? Upgrade on me and shit.
Yeah.
And act like it's chill.
And move on from it. Like,
man, what is that?
Put a period on your new words. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, let me realize, like, oh shit.
You dropped audible on us, nigga. I ain't never heard this.
I'm surprised.
You be dropping words on us.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, you drop words on us.
I used to have to read the dictionary. Nah, I used to have to read the paper. Whatever words I didn't know I used to have to read an article in the paper. Whatever words I didn't know in the article, I had to look them up in the dictionary.
Mm. Damn, that's good.
That's something my uncle used to make me do. So I think I just learned a lot of words.
You remember, man. Yeah. You're surprised how much you retain.
For sure. Yeah.
Speaking of having to call someone to fix something fucked up.
Yeah, I'm going to need to. I'm probably
going to
cut this tree down.
Oh, that's the worst that hit someone's head.
Oh, my gosh.
Just fall down.
What are those flimsy-ass pillars? Yeah, like, what the fuck is that? That's the thing, man. Like, this is like my issue with wallpaper, too.
Boom. Next.
It's deceiving, bro. Like, that's obviously not like a real pillar. That's obviously some PVC pipe painted to look like a pillar.
This is all like just cosmetics.
Yeah, don't do that, man.
Leaning on that shit. You're supposed to be leaning.
Like, you leaning on that, bro.
Like, bro, this one's holding up my house.
Dog, her balance is terrible. This girl was there for a minute. Like, look how long she was there for. One, two, three, four. 4 seconds.
Like, first of all, if that's me, I'm diving to the grass to the left.
Yeah.
That's not taking me to the right.
I feel like she's so disoriented. She don't know what happened.
Right.
Why is the pillar smacking me in the back? I thought it couldn't move. Like,
that's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah, true. Yeah, if my fucking room just started singing through the floor, I'd be like, fuck.
You'll see me scatter for a few seconds. So I know what's going on.
I don't know which way to go. It's never happened to me before.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's crazy, man.
Yeah, man, I love that. Hopefully she good. Hopefully our next man good, because.
What's the last tumble y'all took?
Yeah, I ain't really been. It's been a minute since I took a tumble at that. And her tumble evolved. Yeah, like, you went from one thing, she's falling one direction, she rerouted, got smacked up.
I fell down the stairs recently.
Really?
Yeah. Like, shortly after I moved in to the new spot, I fell down the stairs.
Full flight?
Maybe half of them. Because I had painted
carpet?
I had painted the crib, right? So I had painted the wall along the stairs. I was just always, like, checking out the paint job, like, just after I did it, just to, you know, just if I had to check a spot, whatever. Right, yeah. So I was walking up the stairs and I was looking at the wall that I painted to just see, like, if everything is good. Like, ain't no none of the previous paint was coming through. Mm. So I'm walking up the stairs and I'm kind of like catching shit in the glance. And once and I caught some of it, and so my brain was like, stop, examine it. But yeah. My legs were still going up.
Uh-huh.
So my body like turned and then I just wasn't on steps, the right steps no more. So I just fell down this fucking thing. And that shit hurt too.
Hardwood?
Hardwood stairs. That shit hurt too. I was like,
that sounds like you glitched. Yeah.
That's the best way to fucking describe it. It's just a glitch because my mind was just so focused. You gotta be focused on steps when you're going up steps. Of course. You know, and I wasn't, but I was like a couple months ago. I was like, I think October.
Yeah.
Changes you as a man, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Taking that tumble, humble you down.
That's something you hear about.
Fuck.
Fell down the stairs, man. Yeah. Took a tumble. I ain't never experienced that.
Yeah.
You get some new socks in there, man. You have a problem on your hands. Yeah. New socks, hardwood floor. Mm-hmm. And you just did the pine saw on the floors and shit.
Yeah. That's why you get the house slippers, man.
Yo, the floor is slippery in my crib.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
You know, because it's that real hardwood, so slippery, dog. And my fucking niece was just running one time and just whoop.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God. Yeah.
Yo, kids be taking
she took a hit, man. I felt bad. I was like, hey.
You remember that? Come in here, get y'all juice, man.
Him and Colin, run in here, come get y'all juice.
Man, come here and get y'all juice. Man,
hey, the chicken tenders room is unmatched. You got the chicken tenders out the oven, I'm there.
Yeah, facts.
I'm running for that.
I always feel bad like when someone falls in my house. Like,
for sure, yeah.
Remember when Bomba took a fucking spill?
Oh, and she took a spill in that shit.
Because you know that, like, your house, like, you learn your house. So these are, like, you know how to navigate. You know where problem areas are. But that's not something that you're going to just tell somebody when they
come
over.
You got to slow down on this corner. Yeah. Watch that corner.
Yeah, you just pray, like, where you at in the crib, you're here for a certain amount of time, you don't experience it. But when they do, it's like, fuck, I should have told you about that.
You got her ass busted, man.
Yeah, this is one area where it's just like, I think my dad got like the fuck, he got a little bit of money at this point, so he upgraded the wood or something. This wood was a slippery,
new cleaner, man.
Like, man.
We had a new cleaner. And
the cleaner was
clean.
Yeah.
Like, we never felt clean like this felt like until, like, She just cleaned the grip off that fucking wood.
Yeah, literally. Like, treated it like she waxed the wood. Like, she treated it like, yo, you got to take care of this wood here. Mm-hmm. That bitch was slippery. So you knew, like, yo, you almost, like, slide across. You skate across it, honestly. Yeah. You don't really walk. Mm-hmm.
Mad fun.
Just glad.
Yeah. She didn't know, man. I promise you, her legs fucking swooped up to a point where she was just a perfect L in the air. Like a cartoon, like a cartoon fall. Straight down.
Damn.
You take a look at that spine cam, nigga. That shit is red. That shit is all red.
Fucking crunching in. Oh, my God.
And, you know, she's a heavier woman, so that's a harder fall, man. Like, yeah. That's you gotta consider that shit.
Real rap, man.
You have to, but you have to treat that situation different.
Yeah, like, man.
You gotta, you know.
See, a baby fall is not a big thing. You see a big nigga fall?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a like, worldwide event.
God, bro. Are you good? Like,
because you never know what the first word is to say. Like, I don't really laugh when someone falls. I'm like, I'm just there. Like,
is this for a minute?
Yeah. Yeah. You just,
wait. See the status?
You good? I don't care who it is. I can't lie.
I'm a sound maker, bro. I can't lie to you.
Shit, man, let's wrap things up with a ring camera moment of the week, man. What we got?
We got
a submission from Sheldon here.
Where'd he go? Keep watching. He dealt with this the only way you got to.
I ain't seen none of that.
What?
Dog, it's whole time.
Yo,
nigga just smooth out.
Nah, he's in shock. Yeah. Yo, that's, you know what I mean? That's where, like an animal, you get injured, you walk off and die. Just go die somewhere, man. Just fight a garbage
not
can.
Not here, though. I can't.
He's losing blood internally.
That's a fucking fact. I'm gonna die, but not here.
I did not go out here, nigga. If you mysterious man dead on the sidewalk.
They not piecing this together. My God.
If you were to play me a video from right here,
I'm
watching, like, oh, it's just a guy leaving his just going to work.
No.
Wait, one more time.
Listen to the sound. Down. Back.
He don't even check that he dropped something out of his pocket, nigga. He lost all his belongings on that shit.
Oh my gosh.
Yo, there's not one word said. And that's why you need company sometimes to be like, oh, damn, I was fucked up. I'm down bad. Listen. No talking.
Oh my gosh.
Yo, damn, that's amazing.
Fuck, shout out to him.
Shout out to that
shout
man.
Out champion.
To him, bro.
Champion. Like,
he got the day started after that shit.
Yeah, sure. That's a 6 a.m. You know, start.
He said, ugh. Money after man.
This is the life I chose, man.
Really?
Yeah, ain't no taking work off wherever he works, nigga.
Oh my God.
Boss is still calling me.
Fuck. I watched that and that's still funny, bro. Like,
that's
Jesus
crazy.
Christ.
Oh, man. I never want to fall in a hole. Yeah, like, I've done enough falling. I fell down the stairs. I'm on my driveway. I fall on my ass on the ledge and then I fall into the fucking stairwell.
Yeah, that's universe, man.
Kick me while I'm down.
Fuck you, nigga.
That's wild.
And it's one thing to fall, but it's another thing to be folded.
Fall, like, that's backwards. That's a wallet. Bro. That's a wallet, bro.
Not walleted.
Yeah, you're walleted.
Folded like a damn panini. Listen here, man. Episode 132 of the Random Order Show. It's been a very wholesome episode, man. You know what y'all got to do. Y'all go on and drop us a 5-star stoner rating, man. Apple Podcast, Spotify. Let the people know why you rock with RO. Amen. Speaking of RO, randomorder.org. Locked in.
Yeah.
Latest and greatest content. New vids. Join the Discord. Random Order Snapchat Show. Amen. Getting down. Y'all can watch that shit, man. Funny stuff. New edits. Shit, man, I feel like we need an inspirational quote to go with this ring camera moment of the week, man.
Damn, he
fell down. He got his day started.
What would you tell that man, Jermaine?
Dust yourself off and try again, man. All day, man. That's exactly what that man did.
No, my little TLC, man.
He had a first bad take at his first bad goal at the day when he stepped out and fell.
He can only get better.
Fell down? All right.
Exactly.
Sure, there's only up from
here. Get better.
Yeah, there's only one way to look at that,
facts,
man.
Facts.
And coincidentally, he had to go up the stairs.
Climb out of that shit.
That's his basement.
Amen. Come on, man.
Right back in.
Ah, jeez.
Yo.
Thunder Paul.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.